What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Win or Lose podcast. We're going to talk about the season, week one. We're going to go over a lot of topics about the teams, games, and things that happen. But I want to appreciate everybody for taking the time out their day and come listen to me, chop it up with me. We're going to have a good time and talk about the NFL season, week one. It's NFL season. You just never know what you can predict. And this week was, you know, nothing like we've seen before. Aaron Rodgers' debut with the Jets didn't go as planned as he turns his and tears his Achilles in the first four plays of the game. Just a very unfortunate incident. I'm telling you right now, I was upset about this. I was really hurt about this because I was looking forward to this. One of the biggest stories of the season, coming into the season. Aaron Rodgers now playing with the Jets. He got the Jets feel like they were a quarterback away. They thought bringing in Rodgers was going to put them over the hump. So it seemed like a match made in heaven. He came in doing everything right. He came in hanging out with the team. He did voluntary mini camp with the younger guys, things that they were criticizing him for in Green Bay, hanging out, going to Broadway shows, just, you know, showing a real team camaraderie that we hadn't seen from Aaron Rodgers in the past. He had his offensive coordinator got hired, Nathaniel Hackett. He brought some players, Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard, who he played with in Green Bay. So it seemed like it was off to a good start, a match made in heaven. And just to see it end like that in the first four plays of the game on Monday night, it just ruined my night, you know. I was really looking forward to seeing Rodgers and the Jets. It was just an exciting environment. Jets, on, you know, had a lot of, you know, primetime games this season. That was probably mainly because of Rodgers. But to see it be messed up just like that, I mean, it's just very unfortunate, you know. Like I said, he took a pay cut. He was a mentor to Zach Wilson. So it seemed like everything was going in the right direction for the Jets. And like I said, I don't know where they go from here. I'm trying to be optimistic because I like the Jets because, you know, I was rooting for the Jets this year. You know, they put them on Hard Knock. I'm really a Rodgers fan first and then, you know, but after seeing the guys on Hard Knocks and seeing, you know, you just kind of start liking a team like that. It was kind of like the Lions last year. When you're seeing them on Hard Knocks, you're like, oh, okay, I kind of like this team. I like where they're going. I like the direction that Dan Campbell got them going. And that's kind of how I felt with the Jets this year. Robert Saleh, I felt like he was a good coach. He, you know, kind of a guy, like, you feel like you can lead. You know, every team don't have that coach that you feel like you can run through a brick wall for. I think the guys love him. I think they was ready to play for him. And like I said, I just don't see where they go from here. They spent the whole offseason trying to get Rodgers, and they knew that was their target. They kind of didn't even think about other quarterbacks. They put all their eggs. With the Jets, and I know it's about winning, but you also gotta, you know, this is the hand he was dealt, and I feel like he shouldn't lose his job over this, but I don't know where they go from here. Like I said, losing Aaron Rodgers is gonna put them behind the eight ball. I don't think they're a championship contender no more. I mean, like I said, I'm rooting for them because, like I said, I've found myself liking a lot of players on the team after watching Hard Knocks. You know, Xavier Gibson, the rookie, undrafted free agent that ran the touchdown back to win the game. It was just a lot of guys, you know, Quinnen Williams. It's a lot of guys I like on that team. I was wishing they would do well. They got Rodgers, get him back to a Super Bowl. I was kind of hoping that. But it just – I don't think this is going to work, and it's very unfortunate, but they did find a way to win the game, you know. They did find a way to win the game, and that's what Rodgers was hoping when he was coming in here. The defense played well, special teams. It was just a team effort. Some of those young players, you know, made plays on the offensive side of the ball. Make a few plays. Defense going to hold it down. Make a few plays, and that's what they did. They found a way to get it done. But they won the battle, but I don't think they're going to win the war. I hate to be like that. I want to be optimistic for them, but I just don't see how they can move on from this. And and get over this. But it is 16 games left in the season. Defense will keep them in a lot of games. So we'll see. Let's talk about the team they did beat on Monday night, and that's the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo gave that game away. Let's be honest. They gave that game away. And I'm a Josh Allen fan, but I got to call it how I see it. What the hell was he doing on Monday night? Aaron Rodgers is hurt. The Jets look confused on offense. Like, they don't even know what the hell to do. Don't turn the – that's their only chance of winning was don't turn the ball over. Don't turn the ball over. Three interceptions and a fumble. And then Sean – McDermott, Josh Allen thing, it might have run its course. They might have had that window of opportunity that they just let slip away. Because I see this team like getting worse instead of better. You know, I feel like, you know, last year they were the preseason favorite to win it all, and they started the season off like that, had us thinking like, okay, now we see why Buffalo. But this year, I don't see it. They're not good at using their other weapons. I don't think they run the ball enough. They're too Stephon Diggs-centric. I mean, get the other guys. Who's the number two receiver? Gabe Davis didn't do anything. You got other receivers that I feel like don't get enough touches. And Josh Allen just makes too many mistakes. You play the game. You run the ball. You know, be a little conservative. You got a shot, you take a shot. But you be conservative because this Jet offense can't do nothing if you don't help them out. You fumble the ball and set them up for a field goal. I mean, majority of their points came from your mistakes. And like I said, McDermott's too mild-mannered. I think Allen needs somebody who's going to, you know, get in his ass, you know, pause, and let him know, like, this ain't that. You know, I don't know, man. And like I said, Brian Daboll went to Giants. He was Buffalo's offensive coordinator before he got the New York Giants head coaching job. And it seemed like he took Josh Allen with him. Like I said, other than those first 7-8 games last year, Josh Allen has been a different quarterback. And I think, like, he's getting worse. He makes too many mistakes. And he cost Buffalo that game. Now that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what we can expect from the Bills this year. The defense played well, but they also were playing the Jets with Zach Wilson, who he probably didn't even know he was playing. He didn't know he was going to even play, so... A lot of things that concern me about the Bills. I just got to see Josh Allen take care of the ball and get more people involved and stop running so damn much. You the quarterback, not the running back. You're taking unnecessary hits. You're trying to dive for first down that's 10 yards away and taking hits. Just relax and play quarterback. He played like he was the, you know, guy who was just thrown into the action on Monday night instead of Zach Wilson. And it was very disappointing because, like I said, I'm a Josh Allen fan, and I thought he would take that next level. I was putting him up there with Mahomes on some Brady Manning shit. Like, it's either him or it's him. Which one? You know, can we argue about that? I don't even think it's an argument no more. Josh Allen got to show me more. And plus, he's about to, you know, his cap from his money about to start coming in. So this is going to make Buffalo even harder to put a competitive team on the field because he's going to be taking all the money after this year. I think this is their last best chance to win it. And if you're going to be giving Josh Allen all that money where it kind of hampers you from putting a good roster together, I think you need to just go out and get an offensive coach to coach him. I mean, if McDermott can't get it this year, I think you got to go out and get an offensive guy, somebody who can build Josh Allen's confidence back and get him back to where we all feel like he should be. Bills got a lot of things to think about this year with Josh Allen, McDermott, and this roster after this season. They can't get it done this year. I think this might be their last best chance, but I think the best chance might be gone. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys looked good. Now, Dak played how Josh Allen should have played, where you got a team where you know they can't score on your defense if you don't make no mistakes. Dak was a little conservative. He missed some throws. But I feel like he kind of played like he didn't really have to do anything. Just kind of break a little sweat, go out there, run the ball, make some throws, and don't turn the ball over. He only threw for 143 yards, but I feel like he didn't have to because the Giants offensively were so pathetic. that just go in there, don't make a mistake. It's like a boxing match. When you're in control of the fight and when it gets to those championship rounds and you know the only way he can beat you is with a knockout, you don't do nothing stupid. You just stand in there, keep your guard up, move around, jack, stick and move. You keep doing that. That's what Dak did. He didn't make no mistakes. He knew the Giants couldn't score or do anything if I don't help him out. And that's what cost the Cowboys games last year. Dak taking chances. Dak throwing the ball too much. Dak turning the ball over. They kept the game plan conservative, ran the ball, let Dak, you know, do what he got to do, and get out of there with a win. Because the Cowboy defense is legit. It forced a turnover for a touchdown. Special teams blocked the field goal and ran it back. Giants didn't stand a chance. So I just feel like Dak really didn't have a great game, but I feel like he really didn't need to. So I'm not going to hold that performance against him because I feel like he didn't have to throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns. Josh Allen on Monday night should have played had Dak played on Sunday night. Don't make no mistakes. Take what the defense is giving you. Run the ball. This is the only way they can beat us. If I turn the ball over, let me make sure I don't turn the ball over. So I don't have a problem with the way Dak played. Now, on the Giants' end, Daniel Jones, I mean, I just don't think he's a kind of guy that can carry a team. I just don't think he's one of those guys that give him the ball, let him go for 300 yards, bring us back. But you paid him like he was. He's making $40 million a year for a mediocre quarterback. You know, some of these guys, when you pay them that much money, they got to overcome some things. Sometimes you ain't going to have a running game. Sometimes the offensive line ain't going to be the best. Sometimes your weapons ain't going to be the best. Sometimes the defense can't make a stop. You got to overcome that. Peyton Manning didn't have a good, and I'm not comparing Daniel Jones to Peyton Manning or anything. I'm just saying, when you're making that much money, everything ain't going to be perfect. When you're paying the quarterback $40 million a year, some things you got to be hurt at other positions because I'm paying my quarterback $40 million. So we might not have the best defense. We might not have the best offensive line. You got to be able to overcome that, and I don't think they pay the guy who I don't feel like can overcome that. Daniel Jones, three interceptions, three turnovers. You can't overcome that with him. He's just not that good enough of a quarterback. I think like he's one of those quarterbacks that the play calling has to be right. You still got to hold his hand. The play calling has to be right. You got to make sure Daniel understands what formation. It's just too much for the Giants. I feel like they overpaid Daniel Jones, and they're going to, you know, see that. 15 touchdowns, and you give them $40 million. I think they jumped out the window way too soon, and it's going to cost them. I don't think that I'm not that high on the Giants this year, and this Sunday night game sure in the hell didn't help. This was that might have been the worst performance of the weekend, the way the Giants looked. And I mean, that was bad. Start the season off, I can understand you into the season and you had a couple of injuries and, you know, you played on Sunday and you got to turn around and play on Thursday. I can give you that. But just to go on the first week of the season at home Sunday night against your rivals and you just go out there and look like that, that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable the way the Giants showed up. It was pathetic. Now, the Cowboys, you know how they are now. Super Bowl, here we go. And, you know, are we going to overreact to the way the Cowboys look? Did they look that great or did the Giants just look that bad? I think the Cowboys are a good team, and I think the Giants kind of overachieved last year. I didn't think the Giants were a good team last year. They just kind of got a lot of things that went their way, won a lot of close games, a lot of games they shouldn't have won, kind of came back and stole some games. Teams wasn't overlooked, kind of overlooked them a little bit. I put them, the Giants, the Vikings, and the Seahawks all in the same boat. I kind of feel like they all overachieved last year. They really wasn't as good as their record indicated. And we kind of getting that because they all lost in week one. They all kind of stumbled at the end of the season last year. You know, Seahawks started off good last year. Vikings started off good. And they all kind of stumbled towards the end of the season. And I feel like all three of those teams are kind of in the same boat where it's like, yeah, they made the playoffs. They were good. But were they really that good? We're seeing that now with Seattle now. People done got their film on Geno Smith and kind of figured them out. He looks lost now to get blown out by the Rams. Minnesota and Kirk Cousins, the defense couldn't stop nobody last year. They were in a lot of shootouts. They won a lot of close games. This year they lose at home, only scoring 17, losing to the Buccaneers. So it's like these are three teams I feel like are kind of going to come back a little bit. And they're definitely not as good as they was last year. But the Giants look awful. But the Cowboys, their defense is legit. Now, like I said, Dak didn't really have to do anything. But eventually, I think he's going to have to show us something. Eventually, he's going to have to be in one of those games where he throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns. You can't depend on your defense. You can't depend on your defense every week. It's too many good quarterbacks in this league to think you're going to, you know, you're not going to get Daniel Jones every week. I'm sorry. I know it sounds good and it's wishful thinking, but you're not getting Daniel Jones every week. It's just not going to happen. Cowboys look good. 49ers look good. They went and dominated Pittsburgh. A good Pittsburgh team who a lot of people had coming into the season, like Steelers were going to be a playoff team. Maybe we even win that division. 49ers went down there. They like a juggernaut, man. I don't see no weakness on this 49er team. I really don't. Maybe I am overreacting in week one with the 49ers. Because they just went and dominated the Steelers. I thought that game was going to be closer. A little competitive. I did. It wasn't close at all. Brock Purdy. He ain't a top 10 quarterback. But damn it, at the end of the season, he might be. And we just don't feel comfortable saying that because he was the last pick of the draft last year. So we kind of don't feel like throwing Brock Purdy as a top 10 quarterback. But I think it's something we have to start thinking about. We got to start thinking about Brock Purdy as a top 10 quarterback. Like, seriously, he haven't lost a regular season game. And the game he did lose in the NFC Championship, he was knocked out of the game. It was 7-0 when he got hurt. So we don't know how that game would have ended if Purdy was able to finish the game. But I don't think it's crazy that we start throwing Brock Purdy as a top 10 quarterback. He don't make no mistakes. Trust me, he does have a lot of weapons around him. He does. But hell, it's a lot of players who got a lot of good players around him, and they don't know what to do with it. He makes good decisions. He's a good listener. He doesn't make mistakes. That's all Kyle Shanahan wants. Somebody who he can mold and do this and do that and just, you know, run the offense right. No turnovers. Know where to throw the ball. Make your reads. You know, it was Garoppolo. They was winning games with Garoppolo, but like I said, Garoppolo couldn't stay healthy, and he did make that untimely interception every now and then. Purdy doesn't do that. He gets the balls to his playmakers. And the 49ers are, like I said, the defense was always solid. The offense has just playmakers all over the place. This is going to be a tough team to beat. The way they beat Pittsburgh, I was impressed. Giants was my biggest disappointment. 49ers was my biggest, like, okay, I like what I see right here. That was my biggest, like, I like what I see right here. Giants disappointment, Niners looked great. So it's going to be interesting in the NFC. I still think it's the big three with the Cowboys, 49ers, and Eagles. I still think those are the big three. Two of those teams will definitely be playing each other in the NFC Championship. I can't see nobody else. I know it's only week one. And Detroit fans, you guys are already, you know, I know it's only week one. But I can't see nobody other than Cowboys versus Eagles, or Eagles versus 49ers, or 49ers versus Cowboys, or 49ers versus Eagles. There's no scenario where I don't see no, at least two of those three teams will be playing each other in the NFC Championship. Talked about the Steelers. AFC North, I'm kind of disappointed of what I've seen. I know it's week one, and we can just go off of what we've just seen so far. It is only 1 week. So you got to go off what you've seen so far. I'm not impressed at all from the AFC North. I thought Baltimore looked kind of lethargic and just, they were playing the Texans, so I don't, you know, it's like, they did win by double figures, but it just didn't feel right, I guess. You know, I just was hoping for more, I guess, wanting more. You know, it's like when you get that meal that you've been wanting all week. Oh, I can't wait to see this Ravens offense on Sunday. You get that meal and you're like, it looked good and it just seemed like it was going to taste great, but it didn't hit like that. And that's kind of how I feel about the Ravens. I know they were missing Mark Andrews. That's Lamar's kind of, you know, security blanket. So he kind of, you know, kind of feels lost when he doesn't have Andrews, and Andrews feels lost when he don't have Lamar. So I give him that, but I guess you still got OBJ who you got to kind of work in a little bit more. J.K. Dobbins got hurt. I don't know what's going on with this Baltimore. Like, how do they work these players? What do they do in minicamp? Because it seems like every damn season, week one, somebody getting hurt. It seems like every year with Baltimore, they lose about three or four starters in the first weeks of the season. Whatever they doing, they need to change that, whatever regimen or treatment or whatever they do with the player. They need to switch that up. Strength and conditioning, coaching, they need to get that figured out, because everybody, ACLs and Achilles, it just seems like every year Baltimore is just riddled with injuries. And, you know, but Cincinnati, them and Cleveland, I mean, somebody had to win the game. Bengals were worse, but Browns wasn't no better. The Bengals was just horrible. Joe Burrow, 82 yards passing, and T. Higgins didn't have a catch. Deshaun Watson played okay for Cleveland, I guess, but he wasn't that impressive. But I guess he really didn't have to be because Burrow was so bad. But Burrow did this last year. I still believe in him. I'm not going to give up on him yet because he started off a little rusty last year. They started off kind of 0-2. The offensive line was bad. You know, then he got his, you know, groove back and got a motion, got a couple of winnable games. So I'm not going to give up on the Bengals yet. He was out all, you know, with the calf injury. So I still got trust in the Bengals. I still think they're going to get it back together. But, boy, that was an ugly game. And it just seems like when it comes to the Browns, they – you know, it's always an issue there. You know, the Browns have their number. So they're going to have to figure that out. You know, Browns with that defense, they could be, a player in this division. Now, I'm not going to say I've overrated this division, but it might not be as good as I was thinking it was going to be, because I was feeling like, hey, I can make an argument all four of these teams could make a run in the AFC in the AFC. I'm just thinking, hey, maybe all four of these teams can make the playoffs. But it's still early. I still think it's going to be a good division. I just was kind of disappointed from what I seen from the AFC North this week. Before I get up out of here, man, I want to talk about the another team in the AFC who I feel like just always finds a way to, like, lose games and just make you scratch your head at the end of games, and that's the Los Angeles Chargers. It just seems like every year is just something with them. They just find a way to lose games, and then that just adds up towards the end of the season. You see them blow a 27-0 lead in the playoffs last year. They had the Chiefs beat a couple of times last year and just found ways to throw it away. And they lose to Miami, who I feel like Miami offensively is going to be a problem this year. They're going to be a problem this year. Tua stay healthy, they're going to be one of the best offenses to watch. They're just a good watch offensively. Now, defensively, that's a different story. Defensively, they got to get that together. And I think they will, because I believe in Vic Fangio as a defensive coordinator. As a head coach, I don't believe in him. But as a defensive coordinator, as the number two, I believe in him. So hopefully they'll get that. But Tyreek, you got Waddle. Tua looks amazing. As long as you protect them, they're going to be tough. But the Chargers, I mean, why are you playing Tyreek Hill man-to-man? It's just, you were just waiting for a reason to lose that game. And Brandon Staley, I've been trying to figure out why he is still a coach. How did he get the job to begin with? And why is he still here? Like, does he have photos on the owner, or, you know, is he married to the owner's daughter? I mean, you got to give me something. Give me something with Brandon Staley. Why is he's doing something? What's going on? Do we got dirt on the owner? He married to, he's the son-in-law? Or you got to tell me something, because this guy, I mean, with the decisions he made 2 years ago in the play-in game against the Raiders, giving that game away, you give away a playoff game last year to Jacksonville, then you start the season off. You're supposed to be a defensive guy. That was the worst defensive strategy I ever seen somebody playing against Tyreek Hill. It was pathetic, and you got, you know, Pro Bowl material players all over the damn field. J.C. Jackson you gave a lot of money to. You got Bosa. You got Khalil Mack. You got Keenan Allen. You got Mike Williams. You got Justin Herbert. Austin Eckler. You drafted a wide receiver with your first round pick. Last year's first round pick is finally back. Slater on the offensive line. What is it y'all don't have? Why are y'all underachieving? Is it the coaching? I'm blaming the coaching. You know, when a kid's as bad as hell, you got to look at the parent. What are you doing? Why is this kid acting a fool? Like, where's the parenting going on at home? And that's why I look at it. I'm putting all this on Staley. Because they just do things that's like, I mean, you got to fix that. Why are they still doing this? Well, that's the coach. They got to get this together. And I just think they're too good to be like this every single year. Every single year we say the Chargers got a lot of talent. And it just never comes together. But week one was good. We also had some good games, Packers and Bears. Jordan Love might be better than we think, but he's also going to face better competition than Bears. Justin Fields, he's got the weapons. Now they got to start utilizing them. I wish they had better play calling for Justin Fields, but it's only week one, so like I said, I don't want to overreact to every single thing. I like what I've seen from the rookies. It's going to be growing pains with Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, and Bryce Young. It's going to be growing pains. They're going to give us some bad turnovers, but I'm glad that they're out there. Take the pacifier out their mouth. Take their training wheels off the bike. Let them go. I like what I've seen from all three of them. Like I said, these teams, none of them are going anywhere, but it's good to see them out there playing. I want to just see their growth. They're going to keep on getting better. I think it's a great decision to get them out there and let them play a little bit more. But that's all I got, y'all. This is Tim Bedgood with Win or Lose. Thanks for supporting the podcast. And I'll be back next week with more as this NFL season got off to a start. It's crazy, y'all. But thanks for tuning in to Win or Lose.